I'm talking about. Now, along with options are futures. Futures are not options. They are a different animal. But they are even more dangerous. However, the cool thing about futures is that they actually have, as Giovanna said, what the hell is the use of these things? What the hell the use is, you know, is a casino? Just, you know, just people enjoy gambling, I guess. I don't know why. But futures actually have a very important usage in the economy, but not for us. And Mark Twain said it best. There are two times in a man's life, when or a woman's life, when he should not speculate. When he can't afford it, and when he can. And he should know. Samuel Clements, which is his real name, Mark Twain had the smarts. As a citizen, Samuel Clements just made the worst investment decisions and pissed away his fortune on these ridiculous investments and investments. But he missed his writer, his alter ego understood that no, these things are dangerous. So what's a futures contract? There is an options contract. What is a futures contract? Well, it's similar, but it's a commitment to deliver a certain amount of some specified item at some specified date in the future. Whereas the option was the ability to optionally do it, the future say, no, you're going to do it. You're entering into this contract, you're going to deliver this product, or you're going to buy this product. And they started with, the buyer and the seller specify a commodity or financial instrument to be delivered and paid when the contract matures. The price that is set in the contract is guaranteed. They started with what are called commodities, hard assets, real assets, wheat, soybeans, oil, gold, coffee, pork bellies. Anybody ever see the old movie Trading Places? They talk about pork bellies. What are pork bellies? Bacon. That's where the bacon comes from, the pork belly. Would you give this to Laura, please? Put that back to Laura. But then futures move to financial assets. Very interesting. But let's not do the financial assets first. Let's do what makes sense to us if we just take a look at it. Producers of commodities use futures contracts extensively. So you're a wheat farmer in Iowa. You ever been to Iowa? It's a whole lot of farms, folks. And it's not flat, like people say it is. It's not flat. There's a bike ride across Iowa, and everybody says it's flat. No, it's not. So you're a wheat farmer, and you got 1,000 acres of wheat in April. So you planted in April. Now, he knows if all goes well, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, come September, he's going to have 500,000 bushels of wheat. Today, in April, September wheat futures are selling for $6 a bushel. You see? He looks on his computer or says he has a broker do it for him, and he can sell his wheat now, even though it's just in the ground and it's not going to come be ready for 6 months or six months in September. But he has a contract to sell his wheat at $6 a bushel. He can guarantee the price that he is happy with and will result in a profit. The contract states that he will deliver the wheat in September, receive $6 per bushel, no matter what happens to wheat prices. Make sense? Who needs 500,000 bushels of wheat?
Cereal
companies, right? Bread companies. So the consumers of the commodities also use them. Kellogg's, General Mills, Post Cereal, they need tons and tons of wheat each year to make cereal and other foodstuffs. General Mills. Via the futures contract, in April, they can purchase the wheat to be delivered in September and pay $6 per bushel, no matter what happens to wheat prices. So what are the disadvantages? What are the advantages? Yeah, if the price increased, the farmer's screwed, and these guys are protected. But what if the price decreases? The farmer's protected, and these guys are screwed. So when you hear that oil is selling for, whatever it is, $68 a barrel now, That's not today. That's 3 months from now. And there's a set date that that stuff has to show up at the oil refinery. And are you with me? Does that make sense? Yeah, question?
Oh, futures are more than like eight customers.
Commodities producers and commodities consumers. So farmers and food producers. But also companies that make steel, right? They need a certain amount of coal. They need a certain amount of, what else do they use in steel? Coal and iron ore. I'm sorry. I knew that. They need a ton of, tons of iron ore, tons of coal. So they can say, okay, today I will buy that stuff for delivery 6 months from now. And I know that I'm going to get this certain price. And then the producers say, okay, we'll deliver that. And this is the price you'll pay us 6 months from now. So these things are very important for the economy. They've been around for hundreds of years. Questions, thoughts? Yes.
In the auto example, how does the farmer get screwed? Like, unless, is he happy to defend it?
Oh, no, he's on the hook now. How does he get screwed? What if the price goes up?
Oh, because he has his companies here.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be a farmer, folks. You don't want to be a farmer. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world. The rains come at the right time. The sun comes at the right time. The bugs don't come. Everything is perfect. You have a huge crop. What happens to the price? Plummets. Why? Because everybody else has a huge crop, right? And then the rains came at the wrong time, flooded everything, the mildew, the bugs, there's no sun, and you don't have much stuff to sell. What happens to the price? Skyrockets. And that's why the government is often involved in the farming world, because we want people to eat and things go wrong. Okay, so now, futures contracts allow producers and consumers of commodities to hedge. Hedging means taking a futures position opposite to the existing position in the underlying commodity or financial instrument. Have you heard the term hedge your bet? No, you ever heard it? What it means is, be careful, right? You put everything here, do something over here just in case this doesn't work out. So the farmer is protecting himself from wheat prices falling. The cereal companies are protecting themselves from wheat prices rising. And this is something that several years ago, when oil just skyrocketed right before the Great Recession, all the airlines lost money, except for Southwest, because they had bought a ton of futures for several years in oil. So they were protected. No matter what, they got to buy it at this price, where the other companies didn't do that. They might have done a little bit, but I don't know who else, maybe other airlines outside the United States, but the only airline that was making any money in the United States for a few years was, it wasn't that few years, it was 2006 and 7 was Southwest. So, look at all the different commodities, right? Oil, coffee, cocoa, livestock, the grain, copper, electricity. They buy and sell electricity. I'll deliver this much electricity to you. Figure out how they do that. It's all got to be done right at the time that they create the electricity. You can't store it. I don't know if you followed what Tesla did in Australia. Did you follow what Tesla did in Australia? They've been making these battery systems. And you can buy one for your house, but they're making them huge now. That's the thing that's killing Tesla. Where are the batteries? And they, Elon Musk himself, made a deal with this state in Australia, because Australia has a real problem with the heat and air conditioning, and the grid was failing. He said, look, we'll produce this battery backup system. I forget what it's 100 megawatts, some outrageous amount of battery. And we'll do it in 100 days from the day we break ground. And if we don't, it's free. And the I forget what the governor or someone said, okay, you're on. And they've saved millions of dollars with this thing. Why? Because they're able to save the electricity, and then when the price gets high because there's more usage needed, they turn around and sell it back at a higher price. That's pretty sharp. Okay, so what are financial futures? The financial world adopted the technique of futures contracts to financial assets, treating financial assets like commodities, currencies, interest rates, stock and bond indices. I will deliver $25,000 worth of British pounds to you next April. I will purchase $10,000 worth of the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index from you next August. So they treat securities as if they were wheat or corn or oil. For those working in the world of finance, and especially the world of international business, these can be very useful tools. So you're a car manufacturer here in the States, and you're buying your engines from Japan. And you know, next October, you're going to need 50,000 engines. Well, what happens if the dollar plummets vis-a-vis the yen before then? All of a sudden, you're not profitable anymore. You were expecting this price and this price and this price, and now the dollar has gone down, which means it's going to cost a whole lot more to buy those engines in Japan. So you can buy a currency future so that you know, this is how much I'm going to pay when I have to actually go out and buy those engines. Does that make sense? So you see, these things have a lot of usage, but not for us. Can anyone purchase futures? Lucky you. You don't have to work in either the commodities world or the finance world to buy and sell futures contracts. You can be a speculator. You don't have a position opposite to the position you're taking. You can buy and sell the futures contracts. You never actually deliver the stuff or take delivery of the commodity, nor the financial assets. You could buy the 500,000 bushels to be delivered in September, even though you live in a condo in West LA and you've never even seen a farm. What's the potential for loss? Unbelievable. You can lose tens of thousands of dollars overnight. And they're not going to let you. They're going to watch you like a hawk. And as soon as you start losing, they're going to kick you out of the position. But sometimes it happens so fast that you saw that one guy got hit by that $50,000. Speculating is accepting the future's price risk without having the position opposite to the existing position in the underlying commodity or financial instrument. It's the opposite of hedging. See, the farmer was hedging his bets. He was saying, look, you know, I'm going to have these 500,000 bushels of corn, or what wheat, and I could hope, you know, that the price goes up, but I'm going to hedge my bets. But they don't have to sell all of it. They could sell, you know, half of it or something like that and leave some in case the price goes up. So he's got the position opposite. He has the wheat. He now has to sell it. Whereas it's the opposite way for the cereal manufacturers. They know they're going to have to buy the stuff. They can wait and hope for the price to go down, or they can say, no, I'll take a position opposite to what I have to do, and that way I'm protected. If the price goes down, oh well. So, the book, future speculation is risky, but it is potentially rewarding if you can accurately forecast the direction of future commodity price movements. Can anyone accurately do that? There are people who can do it inaccurately, and they do, and they get paid a lot of money. But if our L.A. speculator sitting in a condo had purchased the futures contract for 500,000 bushels of wheat to be delivered in September and wheat prices plummeted, they can lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. But as I said, they're not going to let it happen. As soon as you start losing a lot of money, they'll kick you out and say, and yet it's part of the agreement that you clicked on to agree to it. So where are they bought and sold? It started in Chicago, and that makes a lot of sense. There are some in Kansas City, too, because that's where all the farmers would send their wheat to be loaded up and sent through the St. Lawrence River, and all the cattle people would bring their cattle there to be butchered and sold all over the country. So that's where there is, but it's sold now. Options and futures are sold everywhere now on all the major exchanges. So the long position is the buyer of the futures contract. They're protected from the increases. And the short position, we'll just talk about long and short on Thursday, is the seller. That's the wheat farmer. Cool? So, futures seem like options. Do they seem similar? They are similar, except futures actually have a reason to be. With John and Giovanna, I don't think options have a reason to be other than gambling. Financial futures work very much like options. There is potential for great rewards, but there is also much more the likelihood of sustaining great losses, and they are staggering. And, of course, every time you buy and sell, your broker gets a commission. And now you can purchase options on futures contracts. Yeah. Okay, so what's the final comment on futures? Yeah, stay away from them. Stay away from them. Instruction about syphilis is not an instruction to get syphilis. They are even more potentially dangerous than options unless you happen to be a producer or a consumer, in which case they are important tools for you. Cool? And that was 2 days' worth of work in only one day. I apologize. But as I said, I'm going to give you all the questions that are going to be on the final exam about options and futures. And then on Thursday, we'll do shorting, buying on margin. Now, only 4 people have given me Baffle the Brokers. So I want some more. Let's get some questions. Okay? Who needs a Baffle the Broker? Okay. Any question about investments? About, you can ask questions about options and futures. Do you have one? No? I gave these. Don't put them in your... Write it down now. That's what happened last time. You all put them in your notebook, and then you walked away from them, and then come back with them. Put them down now. You got 5 minutes. Any question at all? And if you don't, I don't have enough of these. Who needs... Who has their... You need these? Any question at all? What? That's okay. That's... So just any question about investments? Why is the sky blue? Where do babies come from? I told you, if you're so smart, how come you're not rich? what else? Where does mayonnaise, how do you make mayonnaise? What's the width of an electron? How do we get rid of Trump? Yeah, okay, so on Thursday, we can, okay, everybody get the, this thing? Okay, everybody got that. If you're a broker, you would love to have one of your clients hooked on these things. Because that's what people do. I mean, one of the guys, he was a lawyer. I mean, I'm sure he still is. This was 20 years ago. He was buying and selling these things. This is during the dot-com craze. And I'm just, why are you doing it? I wasn't my client. Not my client. He was their client for a long time. And he didn't do very well. His wife was not happy. Okay, I'm going to pass these in. Everybody pass these in. And then these two guys right here. Okay, so once you've did your Baffle the Broker, put them right there anonymously, and then we'll see you on Thursday. So, okay, who? Carlos, Denise, Guillermo, everybody get their exam? Yeah, everybody got their exam. This is here. Laura. Okay, that's yours, right? Oh, no, whose is this? Oh, it's the exam, right. So. You have the exam itself, Laura? You can keep the formula sheets, but we want the exam back. There you go. There it is. Thank you. What a great class! Not like last semester's class. Boy, were they dumb! But good looking class. But yeah, leave it right there. They were so dumb. Oh, who has the spreadsheet? Aren't you going to say how dumb were they? They were so dumb, you're supposed to say. How dumb were they? They were so dumb they tripped over a cordless phone. Okay, you guys are tired. So am I. It's the end of the semester. It gets real tired. You can all get real tired.
Earlier, we asked you about refinancing.